This is Ruth Milligan. I'm talking to Julie Christie at Cardiff Library on the 13th of September 2007.
On Friday, the 8th of June, I went to work at the library at Spears Point, and then I was driving home about 5 o'clock and it was pretty wild. I didn't realise how wild it was going to get. That night I had a lot of trouble sleeping because I live right on the water and I could hear all the wave motion and so on. Normally it puts me to sleep, but this particular night it was more like the surf rolling in. It was just crashing and crashing and crashing. So I had a really disturbed night. I heard a lot of sounds that I don't normally hear. I didn't realise till the next day what they were. About 2 a.m. I got up out of bed and walked out the yard just to check things. I realised it was quite dangerous, so I didn't want to be out there too long. I had a look at my husband's car and thought I might move it. And then I thought, well, it was out in the open, it's probably the safest place for it to be, because we've got a lot of tall trees around our place. Then I walked back and I'd walked straight past a strange boat that had pushed up in my yard. It was right up, would come up about 30 feet into the yard. I didn't even realise when I'd walked out, because I have a few boats in the yard and here was this strange one just sitting there. I didn't know whose it was, so I went back and got a torch and had a look, and I realised it was my neighbour's boat. So my first thought was to secure it. So I got the anchor chain and put that round. We've got a big fig tree there, so I wrapped that round there because the water was still lapping it and pushing it. It had actually pushed our fence open, the gates, and they were right up in the yard further. That pushed them right off their hinges. So I tried to wake him up. I rapped on the door and yelled out. I couldn't rouse him at all. So I thought I'd better get my other neighbour to come down and just check things out to make sure things were secure and safe. So I rang them. They came down in a few minutes. There were two of them with torches. And then we went back next door again to see that the other side, where the boat came from, to make sure that that was all secure. And we finally roused that neighbour. I thought he must have been out because we'd made so much noise. But he'd slept through the whole storm, everything. And he was only roused by our torchlight, and he yelled out, "Oh, who's out there?" And he said, "Jeff, you better get up. Your boat's in my place."